Hidden Gems, the Stamp Collecting Report. I'm Lloyd DeVries. One collecting specialty is inaugurals, envelopes or cards postmarked on the day a president of the United States was inaugurated. From 1929, collectors could request such cancels from the Post Office Department. But before then, such postmarks were coincidental. Wall Street broker Henry Scheuer collects those early inaugurals.
I'd go through lots of postcards at postcard shows primarily, looking for Washington, D.C. postmarks on the respective inaugurals of the presidents. This goes back to about 1901, when the postcard era started.
Most of the postcards were written by visitors to Washington to the folks back home. The cards usually don't show pictures of the inaugurations, but they do have to have the correct date on them.
Back before 1937, the inauguration day was not January 20th, but it was, in fact, March 4th.
Scheuer is now working his way backward through the 19th century.
I do have a 1793 in Philadelphia. That's where Washington was inaugurated for his second term. His first term was here in New York City.
1793, there weren't stamps yet.
That's correct. There were no stamps, so this is what's called a stampless folded letter. And it's a piece of paper with a postal marking of March 4th. 1793.
Most of the 20th century cards weren't that expensive. It's just a matter of patience and knowing what to look for. I'm Lloyd DeVries of the Virtual Stamp Club. For more on stamps and stamp collecting, visit virtualstampclub.com.